And here is your story for Lesson T. Too Good for Mrs. Henderson. Although Mrs. Henderson opposed the plan when she came in Saturday morning, she gave Judy her two last weekend days to justify it. My task was to close you down, Mrs. Henderson said, dedicated to her mission. And if I don't see much profit in these 2 days, then you must close this store down on Monday. Around 15 minutes after Judy's store opened on Saturday morning, her first shopper appeared in the door. She was carrying a bag from Michelle's store. I just bought this wool coat Michelle was holding for me. According to her, you will give me 25% off anything I want to buy here. That's right, said Judy, almost laughing. More than one thing? The woman asked. No. However, Judy answered with a spirit for sales, if you buy another thing here at full price, you can go back over to Michelle's and get her 25% discount on something else. What if they are both the same price, and then I return one? The woman asked. Judy thought. That's an important question because you'll get back the remaining 75% you spent in the first place, unless you bring them both back. That's the system we've got. The woman bought a dress for 25% off and then went along happily into the street to the south. I'm going to master this, Judy said. And then, almost in the next minute, another woman came in from Michelle's business across the street to the west. So far, Mrs. Henderson seemed to have a deaf ear to this successful marketing plan. She looked away. I'm going to get a bargain buying two things now, the woman said, one for the 25% discount and one so I can go back to Michelle and get her 25% discount on something else. This is so much fun. Mrs. Henderson did not think it was fun. She did not even smile. She just looked to the north with hollow eyes. Another woman came in, and Judy left the second one looking at silk pantsuits. This was a rich woman she had last seen at church praying to her God. Miss Caldwell, how nice of you to visit me here, said Judy. We haven't seen you since last March. I like the 25% off, Miss Caldwell said, as if a ray of sun had just healed her. Judy saw that she was wearing rubber slippers with cork soles. Well, I'm glad you came in, said Judy. Did you know we also have some costume jewels? Oh, really? 25% off on those as well? That's right, answered Judy, taking out a bag with an elastic top. In the bag were small pieces of glass jewelry that would make a plain dress look better. Oh, my, said the woman, as Judy emptied the bag upon a table. At the end of the day, Judy closed the store and brought out a gallon of iced tea, and Michelle came over from her store with a pint of something to put in the tea. We just made a lot of money, Michelle said, holding a tin box. And we're going to make a science of these discounts, said Judy, and then fill our piggy banks. Anyone could attract customers by giving away money in discounts, said Mrs. Henderson, panning Judy's success with a fierce scowl pasted on her face. Don't start buying big carriages, because I'm still going to close this store on Monday. And here are your words for Story T. According. Almost. Along. Although. Another. Appear. Around. Bargain. Because. Become. business, carriage, church, cork, costume, deaf, dedicate, discount, door, elastic, fierce, gallon, God, heel, hollow, however, important, into, jewel, justify, master, mission, north, oppose, pan, paste, pig, pint, plain, ray, remain, return, rubber, science, scowl, silk, sense, slippers, soul, south, spirit, system, those, tin, understand, upon, west, without, wool. And those are your words for Story T. Thank you.